joining us today.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes this portion of the conference. You may now disconnect.
A guest in attendance I want to introduce, members of the IMS Board of Directors, Nancy George, Josie George, and Jack Snyder. Also, Stark Taylor is here representing IZOD, the title sponsor of the IndyCar series. Right now, I'd like to introduce today's speakers. Joining us for the announcement are Jeff Belskis, President and CEO of Indianapolis Motor Speedway Corp., Brian Barnhart, the President of Competition and Racing Operations for the Indy Racing League, and finally, Randy Bernard, formerly CEO of the Professional Bull Riders. Right now, I'll turn things over to Jeff to get started.
Thank you, Amy. This is a big day for the IndyCar series, for the IZOD IndyCar series. We have many good things happening today. We have a team in New York meeting with IZOD about our promotional plans. As I speak, Terry Angstad and several of our Brazilian IZOD IndyCar Series drivers are meeting with Brazilian President Lula about our upcoming event on March 14th. Earlier today, Dreyer and Reinbold Racing announced their sponsors and drivers for the 2010 season. And we're gathered here today to introduce our new CEO for the IZOD IndyCar Series, Randy Bernard. Randy brings a wealth of relevant experience to us. He has served very successfully for 15 years as the CEO of the Professional Bull Riders, where he expanded the brand and popularity of the sport. We expect he will do the same for us here. He brings a proven track record as a successful CEO and as a sports marketer and a promoter. His skills blend well with the leadership team in place at the league, which will enable them to direct their full attention to what they each do best. Our board and entire executive team are very pleased with the progress made by Terry Angstad and Brian Barnhart, and we believe Randy will complement their skills and complete our team. We're pleased to welcome Randy to our racing family, and I look forward to working with him.
Well, good afternoon. I would first like to thank the Holman George family for giving me this opportunity. Mrs. George, Nancy, Josie, Kathy, Jack Snyder, as well as Jeff here, because I really believe in the IRL. Most of you know I don't come from the motorsports industry. I come from the PBR, where I was the CEO for the past 15 years. The PBR started with 20 men that had a vision. They all put up $1,000 each. From that, in 1994, they had 8 events. Today, they'll have over 400 events. Their total sponsorship back then was $360,000. Today, it'll be over $26 million. We'll produce events in Australia, Brazil, Canada, and Mexico. The PBR will also be broadcast in over 80 countries around the world. I say this because I started back then as the only employee with the PBR that they had. Today, we have 120. I had to learn from the ground up. I had to learn television. I had to learn marketing, promotion. There wasn't one facet of the sport that I didn't have to learn firsthand. When I was approached by the Holman George family about this position, I really wasn't sure. But when I started doing my research and saw how much opportunity the sport has, I knew it was a great opportunity for me. I started flying around doing some due diligence. One of the people I had met with was IZOD. I was blown away with how much research and how much they're going to promote this great sport. I've created 6 goals for the 2010 that I believe are very important for myself and for this business. First, I want to create a positive environment. We need to work as one. We need to have a passion and a focus. Number 2, I need to learn the rich culture and tradition of Indy racing. I will spend hours in the Hall of Fame. I will want to spend hours with past champions that will give me insight. And I will also want to spend a lot of time with fans. I want to hear their input. I want to see what they think of the sport. Third, I want to create a consistent marketing platform. I need to meet with promoters, team owners, sponsors, the managers and staff to make sure that we all have the same vision of the Indy Racing League. Fourth, to become profitable. Not by cutting costs, but increasing revenue. We need more fans and more sponsors, bottom line. And fifth, develop relationships. I am on a huge learning curve here. It's going to be very important for me to develop relationships with team owners, the promoters, the sponsors, and all the employees. But last and most important, is I want to reignite the Indy Racing League to America on the excitement and the tradition of open wheel racing. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy, and good afternoon, everyone. As Jeff said, it is a great day for the IZOT IndyCar Series, and on behalf of Terry Engstadt and myself, I would like to welcome Randy to the Indy Racing League family. His experience with the PBR is the right fit to enhance the positive growth that we have experienced over the last few years. We continue to produce one of the most exciting on-track products, challenging both teams and drivers, and the addition of Randy demonstrates how much the Holman George family believes in that product and is willing to invest in it. We have made many positive strides in the last couple of years, including the unification of open wheel racing, and of course we welcome IZOT as our first title sponsor in nearly a decade. The addition of Randy to the team is another step in the right direction, and Terry and I very much look forward to working with Randy and working with him to help continue this growth.
Thank you. At this point, we're going to open up to questions from the media. Please wait until you have the microphone, as we are having a listen-only teleconference and would like to have those members of the media hear your questions. So we'll get things started.
Randy, you said that you want to develop this from... Are you further ahead here than you were, much further ahead here than you were when you started the PBA?
Yes, sir. There's not even a question of that. When I started with the PBR, the acronym stood for Pabst Blue Ribbon. it was a very small little genre sport that was part of rodeo. This here has such a rich culture, a 100-year culture and tradition to it. I mean, that's what excites me about this. And I think there's just so much opportunity that if we just create that vision and create that marketing plan, and Brian continues to do a great job with the exciting races, I can't see how the sport can't just ignite.
Don T. with Autosport Radio. Randy, you said you've met with IZOT. They've been around the series about a year, and they've got some crackerjack people at marketing. It's got to be a big help to you to be able to come in and have IZOT with you to help grow the series. Because I think, and the advertising has been everywhere. I mean, there's promotion everywhere, places that the league has never been promoted before. It is now being done. So working with them, it's got to make your job a little bit easier, but they can certainly help you get up over the hump.
In doing my due diligence, that was one of the things that really tipped the scale. When you can go into their office in New York and see the vision and what they're planning on how they're going to promote this and how they're going to do it in a way that's going to create a great image for the open wheel racing and Indy Racing League.
Other questions?
Jeff, could you explain a little bit about the background about how Randy became a player in this game and the early part of the negotiations about this?
Well, we have Josie to thank for that. Josie George introduced us to Randy, and we were just starting our search for a CEO, and Josie very graciously introduced us to Randy, and he just from the get-go was such a strong candidate that we ended up very fortunately here today. So.
Yeah, Randy, what sorts of things, you mentioned getting to know the fans. I mean, what sorts of things do you have planned out to kind of interact with them going forward?
Well, I can tell you some of the things I do currently is every single email that comes into the PBR website will go through my email file, and I want to have a pulse on what they like, what they don't like. And then, of course, there's going to be disgruntled people, but what you really want to do is just look to learn and look at what people are doing. I also look at other sports and see how they're. People ask me in my industry right now, who is our competitor? And there's only one answer to that: it's entertainment. It's the movie theater. It's anyone that's selling a ticket. And what we have to do is make sure that our pulse is on what America wants to buy. So my whole thing about listening to the fan is wanting to just really figure out the passion, the demographics. It helps us sell sponsorship, and it helps us put people in seats.
Brian, for you, having Randy joined the team with you and Terry, you and the operations and Terry in commercial division. How does bringing Randy in help you guys and make your job any easier?
Well, as we said, I think it allows Terry and I to focus more on what our responsibilities are, and the addition of Randy is just supplemental help, and it certainly allows me to continue to focus on the competition side. Terry has done a great job, along with Greg and John Lewis, and we've had some experience and growth with, as we mentioned, the addition of IZOD. You got Apex Brazil on board, and of course with unification, we've got a lot of positive steps going. But to experience that growth, you also have to be staffed and manned to be able to manage it and deal with it. And I think the supplementation of adding Randy as CEO allows Terry and I to really focus on the jobs at hand and to pay more attention to those. I think it simplifies things for us a great deal.
Randy, some of the top bolts riders were Brazilian, and some of the top IndyCar drivers are Brazilian. How does that work out, and do you hope to promote American drivers more?
Well, I don't speak Portuguese. Last year we had 56 events in Brazil. We have television relationships. The Saad brothers, who the Indy Racing League is currently using in Brazil, I'm very familiar with and know. I think that'll be a big advantage, that I'll be able to walk into the owner's office and visit on a handshake basis. I think that what we have found is very important in this sport is Americans want to see Americans win. That's no question about it. I mean, there's one reason everyone in this room is rooting for the winner of the Super Bowl to be the Colts. We're from here. I think that that's very important, but at the same time, I truly believe that the Open Wheel Racing and Indy Racing League wants to be known for have an international presence. And I think it's very important, not for all sponsors, but for a lot of sponsors to have an international presence. And we have to honor that. And if the best races in the world come from Brazil, then America has to step up the plate.
One last question, Randy. PBR is on Versus. How does that help you? Because obviously so is the IZOD IndyCar Series and the Firestone Indy Lights. Your association and working with Versus has got to help you immensely, I would think.
I have a great relationship with Jamie Davis and Mark Fine and all the folks at Versus. I have a great relationship with NBC, CBS, and Fox folks. The only network that I have not dealt with is ABC, so I'm looking forward to spending time with them and really learning them and what's important to them.
What was the big breakthrough for the PBR?
I think the biggest breakthrough was in the early years, we wanted to make the Cowboys into stars, and we never lost our vision on that. They are the PBR, it's professional bull riding, and that's what we had to do, was create stars. After that, we were able to increase the prize money and keep them focused. And if you are going to watch a bull riding, the very best bull riders in the world only ride for the PBR. I think that's very important, and I think that's very exciting for me here with the Indy Racing League, with all the great drivers now race under the Indy Racing League in open wheel.
Randy, you're really landing here at probably the worst of all possible times because of the status and the expense of IndyCar racing, the economy, but also you're going to be dealing, as Brian has been, with the new IndyCar design issues plus the centennial of the track. You mentioned as your second point is learning the traditions and everything of the sport, but does that sort of multiply the difficulty level of landing here at this time?
I think that landing here at this time was part of the opportunity that I saw coming here. I look at that as a challenge, but I look at it as so much opportunity more than a challenge. And if you talk to me about specifics, that's the first thing I'm going to do is look over here to Brian, and Brian's the expert on that. And I'm not going to try to come here and pretend that I'm I'm going to become an open wheel racing expert in 1 year or 2 years. I'm sure that's not going to happen. What I'm going to tell you is I'm going to market the sport the very best we can, and if we can't see more people in those seats and our ratings go up, then I would say I didn't do my job.
We're going to wrap up the formal Q&A part of this announcement. Want to thank everyone for attending. All of our speakers are going to be available right now for one-on-one interviews. A press release is being circulated, and that also includes a statement from Terry Engstat. And the transcript of today's announcement is going to be posted to the IndyCar media site within 1 hour. So, again, thank you, everyone, for attending.